Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great city.
It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Well, Jack, the big news yesterday was Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's speech to Congress. It was controversial. John Conyers was the only congressman from Michigan to boycott the speech. What are your thoughts on what happened yesterday?
Well, I'm actually surprised more people didn't boycott the speech. It was sort of highly unusual and irregular in that Congress did not clear a speech by a foreign leader with the president. I can't recall that ever happening before, or a foreign leader sort of injecting himself into domestic politics that way. This was sort of Republican leadership, John Boehner especially, sticking his thumb in the eye of President Obama. And I'm not surprised. John Conyers has always been loyal to the Obama administration and has always done his own thing anyway, so I'm not surprised that he walked out. I would have not been surprised if some others did, too.
Detroit Public Schools' new emergency manager, Darnell Early, says he wants to be the last emergency manager for DPS. Early is the district's fourth emergency manager since 2009. What is it going to take to get DPS financially stable again?
They have to get their finances in order, and they have to stop, of course, the free fall of students. Now, this has slowed down. It may have been arrested, but it's sort of staggering to think about the fact that this school district had something close to 200,000 students as recently as 2000, more than 100,000 in 2007. It has only a little over 40,000 today. More kids in Detroit are not in the public schools than are. And clearly, they have to persuade parents that they are a good value, that their students aren't better off in a charter school, and they've got to get their finances in order. People are somewhat dubious, of course. They've had several go-rounds between emergency management and elected school boards, and the elected boards haven't done very well, so we'll just have to see.
And sticking to the topic of education, Governor Rick Snyder is hosting an education and economic summit in Detroit this week. He has declared that education is one of his top priorities this year. But it seems there's been a lot of focus lately on roads and the state budget instead. What can the governor do to focus the legislature's attention on education and ensure that it is a priority?
Well, first of all, I mean, there are priorities and priorities, and what are you talking about in terms of education? Now, the governor's main thrust has been technical education. You might call it vocational education. He's a big fan of community colleges. And it's also, you have to realize that Proposal 1, the sales tax for roads proposal, also includes a big chunk of money for education, as well as a lot of other things. And everybody in the state is now sort of holding their breath, or sort of paralyzed about future planning, till we know whether or not the voters approve this proposal, which is on the ballot on May 5th. So to some extent, everything's on hold till then.
And speaking of that roads proposal, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce has said it won't support nor oppose the road funding proposal on the May ballot. What does it say on where Michiganders stand on the issue right now?
Well, what it says is that the governor doesn't have sufficient clout with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. You would normally expect the chamber to support a Republican governor, but their membership is sort of torn. Some of them don't want to pay any taxes, more taxes at all. Some of them don't think the sales tax is the right way to do this. They're not alone in that. Now, other chambers of commerce, business leaders from Michigan, the Detroit Regional Chamber, have enthusiastically endorsed Proposal 1, or at least endorsed it. And so I imagine this doesn't make Rich Studley their sort of main point man, very popular with the Snyders right now. But again, we'll just have to wait and see. The governor really hasn't uncorked their full campaign to get people to vote for this, but there are just about 2 months left.
All right, Jack, thanks so much for your insights.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.